Bloomberg News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences and dueling town hall meetings instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks Thursday night. Mr. Trump on NBC from Miami, Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. Trump backed out of plans for the originally scheduled presidential face-off after debate organizers shifted the format to a virtual event following Mr. Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. Meanwhile, millions of early ballots have already been cast for the November 3rd election. Both candidates are out campaigning, with Mr. Trump holding rallies in the battleground states of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, and Mr. Biden traveling to Ohio and also Florida. Another presidential debate on October 22nd is still scheduled to take place, though it's unclear in what format. The first debate last month descended into insults and interruptions between the two candidates. Protesters are out in force in the streets of the Thai capital, Bangkok. They're defying a ban on gatherings. The protesters chanted for the release of people detained in the crackdown. An emergency decree was issued on Thursday morning in response to protests in Bangkok on Wednesday. The decree, which banned gatherings of more than four people, went into effect early Thursday. Riot police gathered around the protesters, and pictures from the scene showed clashes and some protesters being forcefully arrested. Hundreds of prisoners are being freed between the warring sides in Yemen since the conflict there began in 2015. More than 600 Houthi rebels and 400 pro-government prisoners are expected to be released over the next 2 days. The mass prisoner exchange was agreed to during a UN-supervised talk in Switzerland last month. For more on this and other developing stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.